Welcome, everyone, back to Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Jim Field, joined by Atlantic head football coach Nick Ross, coming off a 32-19 loss last weekend at home against Creston. Coach, I know you never want to hear the word loss, but boy, it's a tough Creston football team. They put a lot of things right on the field. Luke Neitzel really had a good ball game for them. They kind of expect that every night. I know you helped them along a bit with turnovers and things, but that's a pretty good, pretty solid football team on the other side.
Yeah, Creston's definitely a very good football team, and they're going to be tough, all the way through the year and into the playoffs, that's for sure. Like you said it, we didn't help them. We didn't help ourselves at all. We helped them out a lot by giving them 5 turnovers, and, of course, we weren't able to take the ball away from them. So I don't want to discount them at all because they are a very tough football team. But, I think we need to, focus a little bit more on ourselves and make sure we get some of those mistakes cleaned up, and we'll have a better result.
Well, 5 turnovers by your squad, but you still had plenty of chances. I mean, the game was hardly over.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the thing. Then you look at the 5 turnovers, obviously, offensively, but then defensively you look, we can't give up points every time off those turnovers, and that's some mistakes we made defensively. Is we don't want to give up a sudden change touchdown where they get a turnover and then march it in for a touchdown. That really is a huge momentum swing there, and we failed there defensively. And then the other part defensively is in the first half we were great getting out on 3rd and 4th down, and they were able to flip the tide on us, and in the second half they were able to convert on 3rd and 4th down a number of times, a number of big times where we should have probably stopped them, and that was the difference in the game.
Well, and sometimes the other team contributes to turnovers too. You see a little bit more speed than maybe you've seen in a couple of earlier games back there in the secondary, or you see maybe a little bit better rush than you see, creating some situations where you're kind of frantic trying to do the things that you need to do right away. Because if you take the turnovers out of the equation, looking at the raw statistics from the game, the passing number, your quarterback passing numbers and stuff weren't all that bad. It's just those mistakes that are mixed in there. They just magnify everything.
Right, absolutely. Yardage-wise, we both put up a whole bunch of yards, so it was definitely an offensive game from that standpoint, especially when you consider that it was only 6-6 at halftime, so it's surprising that the yardages are what they are. But, they were able to get to accumulate a lot of yards. We were as well. The thing they did is they capitalized. We had a few red zone turnovers and just didn't take every advantage that we had. Kind of a problem that we had against Carroll too, and something that we're going to need to work on shoring up here this next Friday.
Now let's talk about that rushing game, though. Still some work to be done there. I don't imagine that the coach is happy looking at the rushing numbers that were put up from the ball game the other night. You still have to be able to control things, and you do that largely with the ground game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at it, you look at the numbers aren't horrible, but when you watch it on film, it's, first down stuff, second down stuff, and then we have to convert a 3rd and long, which is tough to do. So we're looking for more consistent success. We busted a 30-yard run maybe here or there, but no consistent 5-yard chunks. It was, -1, -1, -2, or a whole bunch. And that's what we need to work on. And like you said, to be able to control the ball a little bit, and especially against good offensive teams like Creston, LC, all these other teams we're going to face, we need to give our defense a break when we have a chance. So we want to make sure we try to establish a run a little bit.
Of course, and to their credit, too, I don't want to get down on the running backs and things either in the backfield, but, when you find yourself kind of playing from behind most of the night, sometimes you kind of get away from doing some of the base things that you'd normally be doing. Your play calling becomes just a little bit different, and, you can't spread it around like you would like to normally. So sometimes the circumstances dictate what you have to do.
Absolutely, you're right. And we were fighting from behind there, especially in the 4th quarter. Defensively in the 3rd quarter, offensively in the 3rd quarter, we only ran 5 plays. So we have to be able to get the ball back and into our offense's hands before we can even talk about, establishing a running game or any of those things. We need to make sure that our offense has the ball in their hands.
Coach, do you think defensively that the guys learned a little bit from having to chase around a quick team like Creston? It's a team with a strong offense. They really have the ability to score a lot of different points in a lot of different ways. Do you gain something from playing a team like that early in the season?
Well, that's, you know, that's the goal as a coaching staff and as a team, is you have to take something, you know, even from something maybe you didn't enjoy, and we got beaten, we got out physicaled a little bit, and we have to learn from that. You know, we're going to face a bunch of good teams, and they're not just going to give us anything. We're going to have to go out and be physical and be aggressive and take what we want. So hopefully, you know, and we've practiced that and preached that in practice this week. So hopefully that'll start coming through onto the field for us.
All right. Well, let's turn the page here and talk about tonight's ball game. Lewis Central coming up tonight. You know, it doesn't get any easier. Welcome to District 1. You play Creston last week, had them at home. Now you go on the road to play at Lewis Central on a fast turf in the first place against a team that's probably the right kind of team to be playing on that fast turf. They've got some real good individuals. We could sit here all day and talk about Alex Reed, but that's not just Alex Reed's team.
No, they don't. They have two quarterbacks that come in and do a very nice job. One younger guy, sophomore, throws the ball around pretty well, and then the senior is a pretty crafty little runner, and they'll run some stuff with him. So they have two quarterbacks that'll hurt you. They have some receivers that are very good athletes on the edge and have a lot of experience. And then obviously they have Alex Reed, who, you know, you've got to compare him a lot to the Neitzel kid. He's going to get the ball. He's got enough shake to make you miss, or at least make you get just one arm on him. And if you get one arm on him, you're never going to bring him down. So we have to make sure that, you know, we focus in, stop the running game, because that's really what they want to do. So we need to stop the running game. And when we get to the places that we need to be, we have to be great tacklers.
Look at the schedule and you think, gee whiz, Creston, one week you turn around and have to play Lewis Central. The next week, you know, maybe the two most athletic teams outside of yours in the district. But is there a benefit to playing back-to-back because of the Luke Neitzel, Alex Reed kind of similarities there? They're both real good athletes. I mean, you can't replicate it in practice. It's pretty tough. Not too many people have a guy like that. But you kind of got a chance to replicate it last week in the game. Does that help?
Well, it's going to be fresh in our mind what type of team Lewis Central is, because Creston and Lewis Central are very similar, like you said. They're both very physical. They both want to run the ball, and they both have very good athletes that are going to run the ball. So as far as that goes, yeah, I think it is beneficial. We saw what a great running team can do, and now we've had the opportunity this week to work on some things on our end and shorten some things up in order to hopefully stop that rushing attack.
Well, again, you look at the numbers, and Alex Reed jumps off the page, averaging almost 8 yards a carry. But Alec Martin also averages over six yards a carry. I mean, it's not just one guy, and they're all picking up decent yards. I mean, every time they do something, the passing game, they don't throw a lot. But when they do, they're pretty accurate. They make things happen. They seem to be a smart football team.
Well, they're very efficient in what they do. They don't run a lot of plays, so as far as just scheme-wise, they're not the most difficult team to scheme for, but it's a whole different thing when you have to go out and play them. They're going to come out and they're going to run what they run extremely well, and that's their game plan. They're going to do what they do, and they're going to do it better than you. That's what they want to do, and that's what all good football teams want to do. So, you know, we have to come out, be assignment sound, and again, not focus on just one thing or the other. We just have to play good football all the way around. You know, they've got those skilled players. They've got those guys toting the ball. And there's a reason that they can pass the ball with success and they can run the ball with success. And really, like any good team, it starts up front. They've got some big old offensive linemen, guys with experience, guys coming back that are tough and physical. So, you know, they're good all the way around. I don't know that I could sit here and tell you a weak spot. I don't think there is one. So we just have to make sure that we're playing a balanced football game.
You know, when you play Lewis Central, the easy thing is to sit here and talk Alex Reed, Alex Reed, Alex Reed. What do we got to do to stop him? What do we got to work on? Do we have to focus on him? Do we have to do that? Or you could take a look at the other side and say, well, you know, we've got athletes too. They got to stop us. What are we going to do on offense? I know you want to cut down on turnovers. That's job one after last week. But is it just continuing to move forward, doing what we're doing, mixing it up, and getting the big play when it's there?
Yeah, you know, like any team, you know, we want to do what we do and do it well. So we don't, obviously, you know, doing it well, turning the ball over is not doing it well. So we have to make sure that we value the ball every single time. After every single play, we need to have the ball in our hands. That's the most important part of every play. So we stress that a lot, and I think that'll help us out here this Friday. You know, and that's the thing. We have a very talented offense. So we want to be able to, I guess, you know, one, continue to work on our running game and try to get that thing going, and then number two, make some big plays when we have those opportunities.
Is that ground game, is that something you're going to really try to establish early in the football game?
you have to, you know, at any level of football, you see teams with success that they're the teams that can run the ball. It's very difficult, especially in high school when you don't have a lot of time to work all the intricate details of a passing game. You have to be able to run the ball to have success. I was looking at some stats the other day, and out of the top six passing teams in the state, only two of those teams have a winning record. You know, the teams that win run the ball. So that's one thing we need to make sure we continue to develop.
Absolutely. Got to control that football game a little bit. Well, Coach, your team's been in close games on back-to-back weeks now. One up, one down. Lewis Central really hasn't been in anything close yet so far. Does it help? I mean, I know their mindset is, hey, we can go out and beat anybody on any night. But, you know, you expect every game you go into in this district is probably going to be very competitive and very close. Does that help your club?
Well, we've been in close games the last 2 years, and the thing we have to do as a team is figure out how to win, and it kind of goes back to no one's going to give us anything. Everyone wants to win as bad as we do. It's just a matter of who's going to actually go out and make it happen. So we have to make it happen. We have to take what we want, and we have to go out and you know, use, like you said, use some of those experiences. We've been able to play some close games. We anticipate this Friday against Lewis Central to be a close game. So we have to go out and you know, really force the action.
Nick, are you healthy?
Yeah, we are. Yep.
Lucky then, aren't you?
Yeah, to this point, you know, after playing a physical team like Creston and coming in against another physical team, that's one thing we have going for us.
A lot of big games. Another one coming up yet here tonight. Lewis Central and Atlantic. 7:30 kickoff. We're on the air at 6:30 this evening with our pregame show and kicking off, of course, at 7:30 tonight on the new turf. A little field turf action. A little different look for your club.
It'll be nice, and our kids enjoy that. You know, that's something special I'm sure that they'll look back on and remember, is being able to play on a nice surface. You know, you wear your regular football cleats, so it's, in that sense, it's really no different. And it's a great surface to play on, so, you know, it might rain tomorrow, it might not, but on a surface like that, it doesn't matter as much. So it's just there, and it's a good surface to play on. Our kids will have fun.
No excuses. We have a fast team. Might make them even faster. We'll find out here soon enough. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Coach Nick Ross. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.